We're joined now by WAMC's political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you. It's always great to hear your voice when David takes a very occasional day off, Jim, so thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Well, first off, President Trump on Wednesday demanded that NATO allies increase defense spending immediately and double their current goal for burden sharing in the defense alliance.
Well, I've talked about this a good deal. It, of course, is very interesting and it's very nuanced. So if the president wants 2% on everybody's GDP and it turns out that most of them haven't done it and have relied on the United States for good reason, because the United States is the one with the big army and who generally leads the way on all of this. But I've also thought that if he wants them to increase defense spending, it is a pretty good sign that the well-known Eisenhower observation about the military-industrial complex being alive and well is something that we need to avoid. And remember, when these countries have to increase their spending, what are they going to spend it on? They think they manufacture all the arms and all the stuff. They don't. It's us. So in a way, what he's demanding is that they spend more money with us out of their 2%. It's popular with the American people, obviously, the idea that we would lead NATO, but that all the participants weren't paying their fair share is the kind of rhetoric we hear about the United Nations also. They're not paying their fair share. If they do pay their fair share, they're not doing what we want them to do. So this is something we've seen before. What is interesting here, James, is the fact that the United States Congress seems united in their support for NATO. And a lot of people are quite nervous about the fact here is a president of the United States coming down hard on NATO, which he did at that now famous breakfast meeting yesterday, but then seems to insist that the United States is somehow being hurt and that their taxpayers are being hurt. But if you think about it for a minute, it really is a slam at the United States Congress, because they are quite nervous about all of this, and they made it clear that they are partisans of the NATO alliance. So there we go again.
And federal lawmakers have finally acted on their frustration with the Trump administration's growing use of tariffs. The Senate has passed a modest, non-binding resolution designed to give Congress more say about trade penalties imposed in the name of national security.
Well, as you know, a resolution, it doesn't have to be signed by the President of the United States. Otherwise, they would have passed a law, and they can't get away with that. Not only that, the Republicans control the United States Senate, and they're not about to put their people in electoral danger with furious Republicans who are big fans of Donald Trump. So it's the usual cowardice that we see among people who refuse to be profiles in courage when it comes to doing the right thing on this. Look, the street is very, very nervous about the tariffs, whether they will decrease business in the United States. The Chinese and the Europeans and the Canadians, they're all quite brilliant about targeting Republican areas in the United States. They're playing practical politics, too.
Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, has asked federal prosecutors to help review the government documents of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, according to a letter obtained by the New York Times on Wednesday. While the Justice Department has helped work on previous Supreme Court nominations, department lawyers in Washington typically carry out the task, not prosecutors.
I think that you can't read too much into this. I suspect that what's really going on is that Kavanaugh has a huge amount of back cases, and all of those have to be reviewed. Now, it is interesting that they're looking at prosecutors to do this work, because there are questions as to whether or not in all of his testimony and all the things that he said, he was scrupulously honest. Some people have suggested he was not. Nevertheless, the name of the game is that they've got thousands of pieces of paper, maybe millions, to review, and they need everybody they can. Maybe I'm wrong.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.